Hi there, this is Lelia Schott from Synergy Parenting. Today I wanted to talk about what comes up for us when we set an intention. Perhaps it's something like self-care or breaking a habit, the way we speak to our children or the way we interact with them, or even the way we relate to ourselves or our partners, anything, a new intention that we've set for ourselves. And why we often go to bed at night with this new intention that we hold in our heart and we really sincerely mean it. And then the next day when we wake up, we often find ourselves repeating the same cycle. And the cycle goes something like this. We've set the intention and then we cannot follow through and we feel like we've broken a promise to ourselves. And the story that we then tell ourselves is, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I'm a bad mom. I should be more like so-and-so. There's no point in trying. I'm broken. All these tapes that play in our head, and they will be unique for each one of us. So just bringing the unconscious into the conscious and really noticing when these old tapes start playing. These thoughts that we have create an emotion in our mind and our body. So the emotions and the sensations that are brought on by this shame or worthlessness or fear or anger, these really become adaptive coping mechanisms from our childhood, where we will then move to maybe scroll social media, look for external validation, mindless eating, numbing, and even in severe cases using substances. So this cycle, which Nicole LaPera refers to as the cycle of stuck, and Brené Brown also refers to shame being the one thing that keeps us stuck. It prevents us from moving forward. For years and decades, people often get stuck in this cycle of shame, which often results in procrastination or perfectionism, you know, one of the two extremes. And so we can just notice that these are protective coping mechanisms. At one stage or another, they would have served us well in order to receive perhaps secure attachment with our caregivers or approval from our peers or our teachers. Again, it's just about bringing the unconscious into the conscious. Why am I in this pattern? And then knowing that our brain doesn't really like forming new neural pathways, doing new things. So when we have evolved to survive and we now want to move into a state of thriving, one of the things that can be very helpful is to remove that shame and replace it with self-compassion. So to even take a moment when we feel ourselves very triggered and when we feel those tapes playing, to pause those tapes, to consciously stop them, and then replace them with new life-enhancing thoughts and words. Our internal dialogue, noticing how do I speak to myself throughout the day, not only when I'm feeling good, but especially when I'm not, especially when I feel like I'm stuck. And so telling ourselves that, you know, you're doing the best you can. And it makes sense that you're doing this, and I believe in you. And then really summoning up our internal father and mother is a practice that many people find helpful. So we can write down what attributes we would really want in a father and a mother. Perhaps we had those attributes, our parents were those people, and very often they were not. Being human, there were lots of things that they didn't fulfill in us when we were growing up due to their lack. And so just writing a list, what do I need from my internal father? What do I need from my internal mother? Writing those down. Perhaps we need our father to be protective, to step in when we feel that we are overwhelmed. Perhaps we need him to be just the safe place where we can go to share our troubles. Perhaps we need our mother to know our needs before we even do, and to help us to fulfill them, and to be a safe place for us to share our unheard feelings. Nurturing that inner father and mother within us. And then setting small goals. I've spoken about the three R's before by Pam Leo, and I find them to be helpful every day. So when we find ourselves in the same pattern, we can press pause, we can rewind, and then we can repair. Either repair within ourselves or within a relationship. I'm so sorry. Then replay. What I meant to say was, so we can rewind, repair, replay. Every time we choose incorrectly, we have a choice straight after that to choose correctly. And this is what we need to be doing when we are trying to break patterns and habits. Then setting some new habits, just, you know, when we decide, okay, we're going to exercise for an hour every day, or we're never going to speak to our children disrespectfully ever again. These are very lofty ideals, and I'm sure that we eventually will be able to do that, but to set smaller goals. And the ego might come up here again, like, oh my gosh, seriously, you're only going to exercise 10 minutes a day? Yes, that's how we're going to start, to set new intentions that are reachable and that we can have that sense of accomplishment. This is what helps. So 10 minutes of journaling each day, 5 minutes of meditation, drinking one glass of water each day. Obviously, we want to improve on that as we manage to fulfill our first intention, getting out of bed without hitting snooze, taking 3 belly breaths before bed each night, getting sunlight for 10 minutes in the afternoon, disconnecting from electronics when we feel overwhelmed or before bed. And if we stick with these habits just for 30 days, we will see small shifts that create healing, or at least our ability to hold ourselves and be more present and reconnect with ourselves when we feel ourselves disconnecting. Yes, so be the wise parent who says, it's okay, you're doing the absolute best you can, and we will pick up again tomorrow.